should be a really good event. It's good to come back with a good response from the show we did in November. So we're coming back bigger and better this time.
And by bigger and better, how do you mean?
Well, we're coming in. The last show we did was on TV. It was on a delayed basis, so it was played on Setanta and a few other broadcasters in Europe 7 days after the event. This time round, on May 28th, we'll be going live from Neptune Stadium on TV across Ireland, the UK, Canada, Africa, Australia, and on a delayed basis in Europe.
And how important has this TV deal been for the growth of Cage Warriors?
Massive. 8 months ago when I took over the brand, all Cage Warriors was a website. Even though it's one of the longest organisations running in MMA, for 2 years prior to last August, it was more or less dead. And we brought the brand back and we're now on live TV across the world. So all that within 5 shows is pretty good progress for the brand.
And yourself, have you noticed the Cage Warriors name kind of getting out there a lot more and the profile rising of it a lot more?
Yeah, well, the Cage Warriors is back where it belongs. It started off as one of the premier MMA events in Europe back in the day in 2002, 2003. Over time, it got left go a little bit, watered down, but it's right back up at the top there now. We've got a lot of fighters from around the world wanting to fight, and people are taking note of the organisation.
Do you see yourself as kind of a genuine competitor to the UFC?
I don't think so. There's no one ever going to compete with them. Too big. I mean, last Saturday they had 55,000 people turn up and they turned over a gate of 12 million in Toronto. I don't think there's anyone going to ever compete with that. But we'll be a good feeder show for the UFC. All the new talent has to come from somewhere. They can't go straight into the UFC, so Cage Warriors is a good stomping ground for the UFC to pick up their future talent.
I think this is the fifth event under your management?
Fifth event we've done, yeah.
How much of a learning curve has it been for yourself and your team? Kind of what have you learned from the last couple of events?
Patience is what I've learned the most. It's been a good learning curve. We've gone from just London to Ireland, and June 16th, we do a show in Amman, in Jordan. So we're moving between 3 countries. Every 4 weeks, we're going to meet a different country now going forward.
Mm-hmm. Is the Jordan show a sign of that you're going to be expanding into different territories as the months go on?
As we go on, yeah. We'll do Jordan first, and then we'll probably be moving around, depending on the situation in that area. We'll either be staying put in Amman for a couple of months, or we'll be moving around. But there's a lot of talks and meetings going on a day-to-day basis about bringing the brand into different countries.
Mm. Now, for Cage Warriors 42, which is happening on the 28th of May, which is only 23 days away as we speak today, how's the fight card shaping up?
Fight card is looking really good. We've got former UFC vet Matt Veach, Cage Warriors lightweight champion, defending his belt. We got a TUF Ultimate Fighter. Joe Duffy coming in. Joe Duffy is an Irish kid. He's now 8-0. He'll be fighting at the show. He's never been out of the first round in his fights. We got Jake Hecht, a Hit Squad member, also a TUF applicant, fighting on the show. And we got Greg Loughran. Greg Loughran's from up north, Irish kid. Long time in the game, big history in the game for him. He's coming down to fight in Ireland for the first time in many years. So it's going to be a pretty stacked card.
So the standard is really, really high. So there's the possibility for some really, really good fights on the night.
Yeah, it's going to be a really high standard card. There's some good matches already been lined up. We've got Tim Newman versus Miles Price. I think Conor McGregor may be on the card. Chris the Killing Fields from Dublin will be on the card. It's going to be a pretty spectacular card going on. I mean, plus we'll be putting on maybe 4 or 5 amateur fights for the locals that are training at the boxing clinic in Cork to get them on the card as well.
Now, is there still spots available if anyone wants to fight? Can they get in touch with you, or is it pretty much full at this point?
We're speaking to the clubs who'll be fighting on it. We've also got a Cork Sambo club. They'll have their local boys, Vlad Matko, fighting on the card with a couple of other boys. So it'd be more a case of, yeah, they could get in touch, but we're more or less done on finalising the card. But we can always take their names and details for the following show we'll be doing in August.
Now, the last time you came, you transformed Neptune Stadium. It was almost unrecognisable when I got in there. When I saw it, I couldn't believe that I'd once done exams there, and you'll be doing the same again.
We'll be doing exactly the same again with a little bit more. Like I said, we're coming with, there'll be OB trucks, TV trucks, Arctics, you name it. There'll be a half a million pound